It's WMFO in Medford. It's 11 a.m. That's time for Something About the Women. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
Hey. Yeah, for coming in the cold. And
let's not wait 3 years next time.
No.
Yeah.
You let me know when you have it another Saturday, and we'll get it in.
All right.
Any other commentary before we turn it over to Sue?
No, we have to hear Sue's. It's been a while.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
It has been a while. Yep. I'm so happy to be here.
I'm so happy you're here.
And I'm a little nervous about the technology, but...
Well, you're all prepared.
Well,
maybe not.
So, you know, when I started doing this show in 1988, it was all LPs. And my first show, I was so nervous that I could only play the first song on a side because my hands would be shaking and I couldn't get the needle, you know, with the precision into inner tracks. So then, of course, making the switch to CD was great, right? But now I come back and...
The CD players are in disrepair.
Right, we have one CD player that we're hoping is working.
We're hoping it's going to work.
If it doesn't, well, it's going to be a long show. I brought my harmonica to just play for 2 hours.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. So, you know, I've got all my contingencies, but it's, you know, it's a new laptop, it's a new operating system. Stick with me, people. I need your supportive warm vibes.
You're going to do just fine.
I'm sure.
So you're starting with your old fave, Sheryl Crow.
Right. So Sheryl Crow's nominated to be inducted into the Rock Hall of Fame in the new class. So I figured, let's hear the song that started it all. Here, on Something About the Women.
Yeah, do you want to announce a song name or just go?
No, just go.
All right, I'm Mike. If they let me, I'll come back here at 9, yada, yada, blah, blah, blah. Stay tuned for Sue.
Thanks, Mike.
And Something About the Women on WMFO. Yeah.
I'm not the only one.
All right. Wow. Mike, I did it. I played one song. Well, you did it.
I know.
But, yeah.
You're doing good.
Yeah, you're my mentor. Mm. Even though I've been doing this a long time,
it's a long time.
I'm looking at the board, I'm going, huh? What? What's going on here? But, yeah, having one CD player is going to be a little bit of a handicap till I get my computer all set up. But the good news is, we got CDs.
You're vamping.
I can talk. I'm going to have to do one song sets. That, of course, was Sheryl Crow, the song that started it all. All I want to do is have some fun.
Well, you're vamping like a pro.
Well, you know, talking is not my weak suit.
No, and people call you a vamp for good
reason. That's true. Do you remember that thing that used to be on Sonny and Cher? She's a scamp, a tramp, and a bit of a scamp. She's a V-A-M-P vamp.
A little bit. Boy, that was a
long time ago. Oh, my God.
Ago.
I loved Cher when I was little. I still do. She's like 97 now, and she still looks the same.
Sort of.
Well, yeah.
There's a little tweaked.
A little tweaked.
Yeah.
So Sheryl Crow nominated. Mm-hmm. You can vote. Go to Rock and Roll Hall of Fame website. You can vote once a day per email address. I'm not advising you to have multiple email addresses. I'm just saying it's once a day per email address.
But if it helps the cause, whatever.
Right. So Cyndi Lauper is also nominated, as are Willie Nelson, which is interesting. I think now that they got Dolly in there, they're thinking maybe we'll get another country.
Many people are upset anyway that they've expanded it.
Right,
And I say, pshaw.
Right. You know what? It's the more, like, the merrier.
Yeah, I mean, they shouldn't call it the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Maybe.
They should just call it the Music Hall of Fame.
Maybe.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So Missy Misdemeanor Elliott, I'm trying to think of the women that are nominated. Kate Bush. And the debate at my workplace is, would Kate Bush have been nominated if she hadn't had that big resurgence last year because of her song being featured prominently in Stranger Things?
That's a very good point.
What do you think?
It had something to do with it.
Yeah. I mean, love Kate Bush, but...
Yeah, I don't know if that's the underlying reason, but that brought it to...
Yeah, that's resurfaced her.
Yep.
And some of the other nominees are like 90s bands that I don't really know. I'm leaving something out, but I can't remember. Oh, important. Warren Zevon, finally nominated.
Yeah.
Apparently, Billy Joel is putting a big push behind Warren Zevon, and he definitely deserves to be recognized for his contributions.
Should be.
Rest his soul.
Yeah, anybody who immortalized sandwiches like he did, I'm all for.
You know, great guy, really great songwriter. Yep. So, yeah.
Gone way too soon.
Gone way too soon.
Yep.
And I always think about that song that he wrote when he knew he was dying.
Yeah, I can't remember the title.
It's Keep Me in Your Heart for a While.
Yeah, and God love David Letterman. Because
David Letterman did him so much service by just featuring him, and he was a really good supporter of Warren Zevon. All right. We're chatting, but now we're going to play some music. This past week, and I don't think it's still playing, but the Regent Theater in Arlington had this Carole King movie.
Oh.
She did a free concert in Central Park in 1973, the year that Something About the Women came on the air. May 26th, 1973. I had just turned 10. And free concert, you know, Tapestry had already been a huge success, and she'd had a couple more albums after that, and she was just about to release the album called Fantasy. So the first set was just her and a piano and 100,000 people out in the crowd doing all kinds of stuff from Tapestry and her other early albums. And then full band comes out with horns and the whole nine yards and plays almost the entire Fantasy album, which is sort of a jazzy concept album where she goes into these different sort of personas and stuff. It was really cool. So they had filmed this, and it never saw the light of day. So they finally put this film together. I believe it's called Home Again. If you get a chance to see it, go see it. But I was there. Jane was there. And it was great. So I'm going to play one of the songs that I think she played in the concert that I enjoyed. So Carole King here. This is from her album, Rhymes and Reasons. When did that come out? 1972. All right. There you have it. Carole King here on Something About the Women.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, Mike.
Bye.
I know that man's mine. every queen of our galaxy. Play these tunes I wrote for her, you and your golden ear, flavor words. Tell us how you hung the stars. I'm useless in this age and now, broken pipe dreams, skyline, water tower. I crave the night, can't shake it from my side. You knew me every time, you knew me every time.
Even if that's all she wrote, I'm going down to sing in Texas. establishment. Merle Haggard, Willie Nelson, any guy in a cowboy hat would have walked away unscathed. Taking a stand like that was a bit way too long coming. But I want to thank the chicks.
Trey!
biggest lie under the sun. Go ahead and shoot me if it floats your little boat, but I will live by my conscience even if that's all she wrote. I'm going down to sing in Texas for anybody to carry a gun. Or anybody can carry a gun.
Far past, beyond what I have built for today, for now. It's so very hard not to get lost in the worries about tomorrow. Where will it all go? How will it be? 'Cause I'm one foot out the door. Outside of these walls I was born into, I'm flawed like every inch of the earth, and perfectly imperfect too. Take me as I am and I will try to stitch your wounds. I will hold on for much too long to things that cut me loose. Jagged edges, they're rough but true. 'Cause I am one foot out the door, outside of these walls that I was born into. I'm flawed like every inch of the earth, and perfectly imperfect too. I might call you up in tears because I'm quick to fall apart, especially in the winter time, 'cause frozen stars cause broken hearts. But I would be the first to hold your hand if you get lost in the island sands of your youth, 'cause I'm trying to let go too. Outside of these walls that I was born into, I'm flawed like every inch of the earth, and perfectly imperfect too. I'm one foot out the door. Outside of these walls that I was born into, I'm flawed like every inch of the earth, and perfectly imperfect too.
All right, Sarah Blacker, she's going to be at Club Passim tonight, and she is a local favorite. She's been on the show several times, and she's just a lovely, lovely person. So she'll be at Club Passim in Harvard Square tonight at 8 o'clock. Doors open at 7, so check her out. She'll have her band, and that song we heard was Perfectly Imperfect. That's from an EP that came out a few years ago called Precious Little Things. What year did it come out? You know, they make the type on these things really small. 2013. Wow, 10 years ago. That is hard to believe. I was like, oh, that's her new EP. 10 years ago. All right. Before Sarah Blacker, what did we hear? I'm learning how to use this studio computer again. We heard Iris DeMent. Okay, Iris DeMent has a new album coming out. And we heard advanced singles called Going Down to Sing in Texas. Nice, long, 8-minute song. Give me time to do all the things I need to do here, but also just a great song, a little political, and I'm looking forward to the rest of that album. Speaking of political, Amy Ray's song Subway, getting some help there from Brandi Carlile. That is from her album that came out last year called If It All Goes South. If you head over to Facebook to the Something About the Women radio show page, I posted the new video for that song, Subway, by Amy Ray. So check that out. And we started with Carole King doing Peace in the Valley, which is not one of the songs that she sang in the movie that Jane and I saw last week called Home Again. But I like that song, so I played it. There you have it. All right, it's 11:31. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. My name is Sue, and this is my first time here in studio since before the pandemic. So if I'm a little rusty, you'll forgive me. If the levels are a little wonky, you'll forgive me. But doing my best here. I got here and some of the things that I plan to play aren't working with the system. So I'm just doing my thing. So let's just keep it going, shall we? There's a new movie out with Dolly Parton and Jane Fonda. I think Dolly Parton's in it. And Sally Field. Diane Keaton, I think. Anyway, it's another one of those, oh, we're old ladies, but we're super cool. And it has something to do with Tom Brady. But anyway, we are going to hear a song from that movie soundtrack that is, God, I'm lying to you even as we speak, because that's not what we're going to hear. Guess what? We'll hear that later in the show. Let's play. This is a song by Dolly Parton that I just heard for the first time. I'd never really explored this album. It's an older album, and you got to hear it. It's like Dolly Parton doing soul music. All right, here on Something About the Women is Dolly Parton, and we'll get you that song from 80s for Brady or whatever it's called a little later in the show. All right, stay tuned. You ask me
Imagine being forced to live outside with only a thin coat to protect you from the bitter cold. Desperate, you call out to your family, but they ignore you. All alone, you shiver and shake as frostbite sets in, and you slowly freeze to death. When it's cold, bring your cat or dog inside. Make sure other outside animals have adequate food, water, and shelter, and report neglect immediately. For more information, visit PETA.org or call 757-622-PETA.
Some folks call me crazy, you know, some folks call me wild. Used to be called womanish even when I was a child, cause I got big ovaries, baby. I got big ovaries, baby. I got big ovaries, baby. Big enough to speak my mind. Yeah, I got a whole lot of nerve. You know, I ain't got no shame. I'll fight for my rights, cause bitch is my middle name. I got big ovaries, baby.
Big ovaries, baby.
Yeah, I got big ovaries, baby.
Big ovaries, baby.
I got big ovaries, baby. Big enough to speak my mind.
Gay Adegbolola. She is amazing. I got to meet her. I went to a music camp in West Virginia, and she was one of the teachers, and she is just amazing. And you may know her from Sapphire, the Uppity Blues Women, and she just released that song as a single, Big Ovaries, Baby. Although that song did come out on an album like 20 years ago. I'm not really sure why it's a single now. Maybe it's a new recording. But that was Gay Adegbolola. Before that, okay, I promised you that we would hear the Dolly Parton song from 80s for Brady. So we heard that. She got help on that one from Belinda Carlisle, Cyndi Lauper, Gloria Estefan, and Debbie Harry. So a really who's who of women in music there doing Gonna Be You from the movie 80 for Brady. All right. Before that, we heard another Dolly Parton song going back to 1969, Fresh Out of Forgiveness. Just an awesome, awesome song. And the album that came on has a great title, In the Good Old Days When Times Were Bad. Love it. All right. It's 11:43. You're listening to Something About the Women here on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. You know how I love the cover songs, and I've got a whole bunch more for you today. So I'm going to get into some of those right now and start it off with something from the latest release from Sakura Shida here on Something About the Women.
You don't know me, I'm your brother. I was raised here in this living hell. You don't your world. Fairly soon time will tell. Oh, telling me the things you're gonna do for me. I ain't blind and I don't like what I think I see. Taking it to the down to the streets, y'all. You know I'm taking it to the streets. Take this message to my brother. You will find him everywhere. Oh, you
Let them drive.
You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford.